Chapter 5. The Hospital. My hospital room was more like a hotel room. There was a television in one corner, a fridge in the other, and I had a private bathroom too. Dr. Bryce was outside talking to Mum and Dad. There was a part of me that did not like that he was talking about me and not with me. I was glad when Mum came into the room, followed by Dr. Bryce, Dr. Ehrlich, and Dad, because I was feeling alone. "Hello, Cameron," said Dr. Bryce. "I hope you're comfortable. I'm going to come back and see you in an hour." "Are you going to do more tests?" I asked. "Yes," he smiled. I wanted the operation to work, so I was happy to have more tests. "Cameron," Dr. Bryce said, "after the operation, you'll be in the intensive care unit, which is a special, safe part of the hospital. We have to be very careful that you don't get any infections."
"When can I go home after being in there?"
"Well, we want to make sure that everything's all right before you go home, so I can't tell you a date." I still had many questions, but they could all wait until after the operation. "Hello? Marlon?"
"Cam, what's happening?"
"When I went to your house, no one was there. Then I phoned the hospital, but you weren't there either. I was really worried. I thought you were..." Marlon's voice sounded strange.
"Where are you?"
"I'm in a private hospital." I looked at the door. I did not want my mum and dad or Dr. Bryce to hear what I was saying. "I'm going to have my operation tomorrow. I'm not really allowed to tell anyone, but you're my friend. I know that you won't say anything."
"Tomorrow? Are you frightened?"
"A little, but it's simple. I have to choose between living and dying, and I choose to live. This time next week, I'll be fine."
"Can I come and see you after the operation?" Marlon asked.
"I don't know, but I'll ask Dr. Bryce when I leave the intensive care unit."
"Do you promise?"
"Yes. I'll phone you after the operation."
"Well, Alex, this is my last message before the operation. I keep telling myself it doesn't matter if my new heart is from a pig. I'll take anti-rejection drugs. This means that the drugs will allow my body to keep the new heart and my body won't know if I have a pig's heart or a human heart. But I am frightened. I want Mum and Dad to hold me very close, but if I ask them to, they'll know that something's wrong. So, until the operation, I'll smile at everyone, and if I want to cry, I'll go to the bathroom." "Wait a minute. I need to go to the bathroom."
"That's better. Alex, we're going to have so much fun when you arrive. I can't wait."
Someone was calling me.
"Cameron?
Cameron!"
The voice became louder and louder. It was still dark.
"Cameron? Wake up now! Cameron?"
I was awake, and my chest hurt. I tried to take a deep breath. I waited for the pain to stop, and then slowly opened my eyes. Dr. Bryce and Dr. Ehrlich were looking at me and smiling. They were wearing special clothes, and I could not see their mouths, but their eyes seemed to be smiling.
"Hello, Cameron," Dr. Bryce said. "Try not to speak."
Then I remembered. I had a new, strong pig's heart. But my chest and my stomach hurt, and I felt ill. I tried to tell the doctors how I felt, but I could not speak. I slept a lot over the next few days. Every time I opened my eyes, someone was smiling at me. And then one day, I opened my eyes and I was awake, really awake.
"How are you feeling?" said Dr. Ehrlich.
"I feel better." My voice sounded very strange.
"Good," she said.
In the past, people stayed in bed for a few weeks after an operation. Now it is different. We want you to get up and move quite soon after the operation. Do you understand? I nodded and looked around. I was not in my room anymore, and there were a lot of machines making strange noises next to me. Dr. Bryce walked into the room with Mum and Dad.
"How are you today?" he asked.
"Fine," I said. "You are doing very well.
So can I go home soon?"
I could see from Dr. Bryce's and Dr. Ehrlich's faces that there was a problem.
"What's wrong?" I asked.
"We've had some bad news today," Dr. Bryce told me. As soon as I saw Mum holding a newspaper, I knew what the problem was.
"Do you remember?"
Dr. Bryce began. "I asked everybody to keep this operation private."
"But Marlon promised not to tell anyone."
Mum gave me the newspaper without saying a word. There was a picture of me on it. The boy with a pig's heart inside his body. 13-year-old Cameron Kelsey was very ill and needed a new heart. His 4-hour heart transplant operation was a success. But the heart was from a pig. His surgeon, Dr. Bryce, has believed for a long time that using animal organs in human bodies is a good idea when we cannot find a donor. Close friends of the Kelsey family told us Cameron's story. I stopped reading and looked up from the newspaper. "Now we're going to get a lot of unnecessary attention," Dr. Bryce said, shaking his head. But I had other things to think about. Why? Why did Marlon tell people? He was my best friend, and best friends kept secrets, and that hurt me more than my operation.
"We must keep you safe," said Dr. Bryce. "So we've got to do something quickly, or the media will follow your family like a bad smell. Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey, do you have somewhere else to live for a month or two, until the media lose interest?"
"A month or two?" Mum said with surprise.
"The media will make your lives very difficult, and Cameron shouldn't go back to your house," said Dr. Bryce. But Mum and Dad would not listen to him. They wanted to stay at home. "As long as we are all together," Dad said, "we'll be fine." For the first time in a long time, Mum and Dad smiled. It was nice to see. But Dr. Bryce was not happy about this at all. "I'll have to ask all the big media people to come for a meeting. Having that press conference means we can share the right information with them," he said.